Earlier on in the show this morning, you may have heard the former NASA space engineer, Bonnie Hoovell. She now lives here in Shropshire in West Felton, and she worked for NASA in the early 80s. It was her job to look after the communications between ground control and the astronauts. That's a cool job, isn't it? So how come she ended up in Shropshire? Richard Tisdale has been finding out.
Houston Station, White Hat 2. I hope you guys saw some of that.
That's the sound of NASA's astronauts floating around the International Space Station whilst doing experiments. They can stay up there for months at a time.
We weren't looking in the lab, Mike.
Back in the 80s, everything had to be done on a shuttle in a matter of days or weeks in something called Space Lab. That's who Bonnie worked with.
Well, all those mice and all those plants and all those other little living organisms, ranging from single-celled organisms to fairly sophisticated animals, all of those that flew up there in Space Lab to find out what does microgravity do to a living thing, those experiments were what we were taking the data from. They also use astronauts as guinea pigs up there. Astronauts have no privacy. I mean, absolutely everything about them gets measured and sent down to the ground, so we find out about their heart rates, their fluid intake, their fluid output, to put it gently. All of that data about the astronauts comes down to one way or another. I'm often asked, though, what breaks the most often on the shuttle? And that's an easy answer, the toilet.
So why is that, and what can you do about it?
Well, if you think about it, up until the shuttle, there wasn't a toilet. There were some very cumbersome and embarrassing procedures for getting rid of bodily waste. But the shuttle came along when we had women in the program, and some of those procedures wouldn't work anymore. So the shuttle had to have a toilet. There's no gravity to make everything go where you want it to. Something had to make everything go where you want it to. So the shuttle uses airflow, and to cause that airflow to happen, air moves through the toilet carrying stuff with it. There's a fan. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, sometimes the toilet breaks. So it was the most breakdown-prone part on the entire shuttle.
A fascinating job at the home of space exploration in Houston, Texas. Bonnie worked there until 1987 and then went into consultancy. But still, a long way from Shropshire.
There are multiple reasons. I needed to leave the United States pretty soon anyway. I am a healthcare expat. I have a couple of pre-existing conditions that the insurance companies don't like. You can see me, I look pretty normal. I'm pretty functional, but the insurance companies don't like them. And so I could no longer buy health insurance at any price in the United States. So I was going to leave and go someplace where health care was affordable. But I happened to love somebody here, and so I moved over here for love.
And how long ago was this?
It was December 21st, 2006. It's coming up on 7 years. And you're stuck with me now because now I'm a dual citizen. I've really stayed. So I'm your very own space engineer.
Cool is that. I just find it amazing that she's done all of this science and everything else and she's having to deal with toilet problems in space. That's Bonnie Hoovell, who's the former electrical engineer on NASA's space shuttle program, now living in West Felton. And if you want to hear more from her, she's giving a talk to the Shropshire Astronomical Society at Roddington Village Hall tomorrow night, promising some great stories. And certainly from just hearing those, it sounds like it. The talk starts at 8 o'clock and there's more information on the website, shropshire-astro.com.